Praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's readings, we hear about the promise of salvation, eternal life, for the faithful followers of Jesus. And in the second reading, there's even a little description of what awaits those who make it to heaven. That God is promising us an eternal life with freedom from hunger, freedom from thirst and from excessive heat. It's going to be just like Johnson's baby shampoo. No more tears, it says, that God's going to wipe away every tear. However, you know, when we read these passages of what's being promised, it often doesn't register. Do we really think about what God is promising us? Eternal happiness. No, that's an understatement. Eternal bliss, eternal ecstasy. I mean, forget it. You know, human language is useless when it comes to trying to describe the things of heaven. We, you know, try to imagine or think of the greatest joy, the greatest euphoria that you've ever experienced. Now, okay, you got that. You multiply that by infinity, and then try to imagine enjoying that for all eternity. And even that doesn't come close. Although we have a little description of heaven in the book of the Apocalypse that we heard from today, St. Paul tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. So, you know, if heaven were a vacation spot and it was advertised on television and in the travel magazines, I know people would be lining up to make a reservation. It wouldn't cost a cent, you know, hey, you're sign me up for life, or better yet, for eternity. If there were an ad for a wonderful vacation, say in Hawaii or Rome, the Caribbean, all expenses paid, you know, people would be rushing to sign up. And we'd gather our families and our friends, discuss what a wonderful time we'd have. We'd get all the details and make plans for wonderful meals together and sightseeing tours and just plain relaxation. And, you know, how many of us have actually gathered around the dinner table and discuss what wonderful offer God makes to us? Have we ever discussed the reality of heaven or talked with others about what it could be like? What we would do, how we would interact with God and the angels and the saints? Earlier I mentioned that this eternal vacation in paradise, you know, paradise with a capital P, wouldn't cost anything. And it's true, God's not interested in your money. But that doesn't mean that there's no cost involved. We know that God does ask us to make some prior arrangements, that there are some guidelines called the commandments. You know, people talk about, well, God's love is unconditional. But no, don't be fooled. The commandments are conditions. You know, everyone wants to go to heaven, but they want their cake and eat it too. But anything worth having, we know, is going to take effort. And that's reasonable. There are guidelines. There are plans that have to be made for every vacation. And however, with God's guidelines, we have a twofold benefit for us. Not only do they guide us to His eternal home, but they also guide us to a happy life here while on earth. The commandments really aren't too difficult to understand if we think of each commandment and then we ask the question, you know, would I like someone taking that action against me or someone I loved? And, you know, we've heard that before, do unto others as you would have done unto you. I mean, would I be happy if someone killed a loved one of mine or robbed me or lied to me? You know, I don't think so. And I wouldn't like it if anyone in my family or my friends were guilty of murder or robbery, sins of blasphemy or idolatry. You know, and expressed in these terms, it seems that the commandments are quite reasonable. So we do well to consider the concept of heaven and the possibility of someday being there. The church has always encouraged her children to meditate upon the last four things. And you don't hear it preached too often, you know, death, judgment, heaven, hell, death. You know, all of us have to die. We don't know when. Some sooner than others. And judgment, you know, all of us will have to face God one day and take responsibility for our actions in thought, word, and deed, what we have done and what we have failed to do, the choices we make in this life are going to obtain for us an eternal bliss in heaven or eternal suffering in hellfire. But today, as we consider just one of those last four things, our Heavenly Father offers to us the reward seems unbelievable. A reward for which His Son Jesus died, and so that we might be allowed to spend eternity with our Maker. And many people are planning a vacation this summer. You know, they're going to spend time in preparation. They'll make some sacrifices to ensure that they're going to have an enjoyable time. And we also should spend some time seriously considering whether or not we're making the correct preparations to be sure that someday that we will be with God and enjoy the life that He promises to us today. And we know some good preparations for this final journey are daily spiritual readings, you know, the the reading of the Bible or the lives of the saints, for example, frequent confession, frequent reception of Holy Communion, the daily rosary, daily mass, or just a few of those practices. And all these practices make perfect sense. I mean, after all, if we want to spend eternity with God in heaven, you know, why not start now? You know, we have Jesus in our midst. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to spend some time with him. And so we start now in this life so that we can enjoy his presence for all eternity in the life to come.